with a brand new guest. Talk about, well, in layman terms, what's going on with FX and derivatives, and how close are we to another financial crash, hyperinflation? You're not going to want to miss this next guest. I think she's going to be a regular. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You're watching Lindell TV.
My story started with alcohol, and I had tried going to other treatments, and all I did was think about how I was not going to drink or how I was going to drink one more day and then stop the next day. And Katie had found a treatment. I thought it was kind of hokey.
I could see a couple days into it, it's like the light bulb went on with him.
It's an IV infusion of all natural NAD. It saved my life and my family.
We've been where you sit.
The hardest part of this is making that phone call and just coming and talk to us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to bring you my biggest bedding sale ever, just in time for Christmas. Get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $29.98. A set of pillowcases, only $9.98. Rejuvenate your bed with a MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. We also have blankets in a variety of sizes, colors, and styles. We even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more, all at the biggest discounts ever. I know my bedding products are perfect for you, and I'm extending my money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2023, making them the perfect gifts for your friends, your family, and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get huge discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, for as low as $29.98. Get all your shopping done now while quantities last.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. All right, folks, we're going an hour and we just took our first break. First break. So here's the deal. Look at what you've heard tonight already. And you're still in for more great information from a first-time guest. I need your support. Worldview Report, that 30-minute news show I do, but comes on right before this, takes seven of us, 15 man-hours a day to produce. Then we got Brandon House Live. Not to mention, Logan and I are running this network 24-7. We're running the control room, running all the administrative stuff. We're working on stuff right now that you're going to benefit from coming up soon. Charlie Kirk has a big, huge event in Phoenix, and I've spent several hours administrating, bringing in a reporter to put in the field to go there. Logan's been orchestrating, sending him the cameras, the lights, the microphones, for what will be a 4-day event, and it's going to be great. So what I'm saying is we're constantly working behind the scenes, producing things, getting ready for new events, sending people to places with the equipment they need to broadcast. How do we keep all this going? I need your support. And here's a way you can support us and help yourself at the same time. Look, you're going to spend some money, maybe less this year than you did last year, but you're going to spend some money for Christmas. Will you spend it with a company that will, in turn, not only give you great products run by a pro-America, all-America CEO, but a percentage of each purchase comes back to keep my show going, to keep Worldview Report going, to keep this network going? Please go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code B66. If you don't use that promo code, I don't get credit. So we need you to use that promo code B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, socks, scarves, hats, pet blankets, so much. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. And then MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. Also use that same code, B66, started by Mike Lindell. MyStore.com and MyPillow.com. And then, if you'd like to go to the website of my friend Annie Cyrus, one of our broadcasters and associate producer here, you can go and check out her art page. She's got an incredible art site. It's LUTF Studios. It stands for Live Up to Freedom. LUTFstudio.com, Live Up to Freedom. So the acronym LUTF Studio. Take a look at that real quick. These are all one of a kind. She makes them herself. They're all one of a kind. She couldn't even duplicate them if she wanted to because they're one of a kind. So if you want to check this stuff out, use it. It's incredible, incredible stuff. Beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it beautiful? Including homemade chess sets, all kinds of very unique gifts. You can check it out at LUTFstudio.com. Use the promo code WVW66, WVW66, and then she gives a percentage of each purchase back to us. So you're winning again. Use the promo code there, though, WVW66. And then finally, make sure you go to WVWTVstore.com. Take a look at this page, WVWTVstore.com. Last Friday, we got 9 pallets in. We're about to be 4 to 5 weeks, we're blowing through 5 pallets. Ready Hour Ultimate Breakfast. This is a 25-year shelf life, freeze-dried food. Ready Hour Protein Kit with real meat. Ready Hour Fruit, Veggie, and Snack Mix. We have the Ready Hour Gluten-Free 1-year kit, 4-week kit. You can do a 72-hour test kit if you want to try it out. 3-month, 6-month. If you're going to do 2 years or more, I highly recommend you use our phone number. Libby will cut you a deal on shipping. You can order any of it over the phone. She'll take your call even right now. Just call her on our order line and ask for Libby. She'll be the one that answers, or leave her a voicemail. 901-468-9357. 901-468-9357. We've been offering emergency freeze-dried food since 2016. And now you realize they are planning. They're planning a food crisis. They're telling you that. You're going to eat crickets. Cricket chips and cockroach milk. And I'm not joking, for those of you that are new. They really are. But we don't have time to get into that tonight. By the way, if you go to my website, which is a news aggregated site, worldviewreport.com, I talked about this on radio today, worldviewreport.com. There's an article over there, if I can find it real quick, where the World Economic Forum, actually, here it is, coming soon, climate lockdowns in the 15-minute city. Over there in Oxford, they're literally, the World Economic Forum is promoting the idea of you living at this. I'm going to go right to the WEF website. Look at this, World Economic Forum website right there. And look what they're promoting. I dealt with this on radio today. There's your home in the center, all right? And then 15 minutes out from where you could bike or walk, there you go. You can go eat somewhere healthy. That's fine, 15 minutes. Go get your checkup at your doctor. That's fine. Be engaged in your community. Go to your job, whatever it's going to be. Go learn. Go to school. 15 minutes. That's it. There you go. Here's your ghetto. Now go live in the ghetto. And you say, well, that's never going to happen. Really? I had on Robert F. Kennedy Jr. here last year, was it? Earlier this year? I can't remember. And he said what? He said, wait till they get digital economy. They'll be able to control where you go, and you get outside a certain radius. It doesn't work. So this is what they're planning, and they're already talking about penalizing people with cars, making certain days you can't drive a car in the area. They're already conditioning people, and they use the lockdowns to do it. You can check out that website on my website, worldviewreport.com, worldviewreport.com. where they want you to live within a 15-minute circle and have your own little ghetto. This is no joke. This is what these tyrants want. So they want to control you with food and money, as I warned in my series, The Great Collapse is Necessary for the Great Reset. So you might want to get your own freeze-dried food and not be under their thumb, and diversify into precious metals. Because, again, we've been trying to tell you for years, be at least a little bit outside of their system with your food and your finances. So again, WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. Joining me tonight is a brand new guest. I hope to have her back often. I've been looking for someone to talk to about economic issues, but in layman terms. And so I'm very happy to have Rebecca Walzer with us tonight. Rebecca, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell our audience a little bit about yourself before we get into some of these economic issues.
Well, my undergrad's in finance. I was with PricewaterhouseCoopers right out of college internationally for many years. I went and became a lawyer from the University of Florida. I went and got my advanced tax law degree from NYU, and I also have a global executive MBA from the London School of Economics.
Wow. Okay. So well, that's quite impressive. Okay. So tell me, Rebecca, about what's going on in layman terms, and we'll put you have a website and an organization, a company as well. What's that called?
Well, sir, wealth management. So I do run a wealth management practice nationally, yes.
Okay, let's put that up under her name so people can find that. All right, so what do you make of this FX? I'm not talking about FTX, but I'm this FX and all of this debt that's kind of been off the books. And we got derivatives, which we've been warning about derivatives for years. I think one bank in America has more derivatives than global GDP. And boy, it wouldn't take much for these derivatives, which again, I think even Warren Buffett's like, I don't really fully understand them either. You know, I'm thinking, wow, if Warren Buffett doesn't get it, how could any of us understand it? But if they were using traditional accounting, Rebecca, on these banks, a lot of these banks, if they were using traditional accounting and putting these debts on their books, many of them would be insolvent. True or false?
True. Absolutely true. We have a lot of central banks around the world now, including the Federal Reserve, that are insolvent. And look at the Royal Bank of Australia. They did what we call a mark to market. They wrote down their bonds. So, you know, Brandon, everyone talks about this stock market as the stocks run the world. And they do run a lot. But the truth is, institutional bonds really run the movement of capital globally. And so when you had a bond, we just had a global bond inversion. conversion for the first time since 2000 last week. And so for those viewers at home that are like, what's a bond inversion, a yield curve inversion, let me be more specific. That's when your short-term rates are actually paying more than your long-term rates. And just a basic principle of finance is if you're going to lock up your capital into an investment for a longer period of time, you demand a higher interest rate or a higher return because of the loss of liquidity. Whereas, so normally a 10-year yield is always going to be larger than the 2-year and the 3-year, certainly the 3-month. Well, what we've seen in America is an inversion really since the middle of the year and the 2 and the 10 that hasn't eased. And just last week, global bond yields inverted since 2000. So what we can see now is that we've really had, you can't have a central bank policy, and I'm talking about specifically the Federal Reserve of the United States, you can't have a central bank policy where you lower interest rates. And we did this in 2008 and 2009 with the global financial crisis. We call it in America the Great Recession, but the rest of the world refers to it as the global financial crisis. And what we decided to do at that time in America was basically cut rates to almost zero. And we've had them there since 2008, 2009. And it's just until this past year, 2022, after all of the stimulus of coronavirus in 2020, that the Federal Reserve realized we pumped too much in, too fast, we have created inflation, and now we have to fix it. And that is a very, very difficult problem for a central bank to fix.
And so how concerned are you then with some of these banks failing? I mean, I'm a little concerned about some of them because as I read the small print, I find out I'm an uninsured creditor, I think, right?
Yes, absolutely. Well, if you look at the Federal Reserve specifically in America, and we just take the Fed for example for a second, we go back again, I'm going to go back to the global financial crisis, 2008-2009. We had a situation there where, you know, we had a certain amount of actual cash on the balance sheet, but the amount of actual treasuries and mortgage-backed securities that we're holding was manageable. It was about a 40-to-1 ratio. If you fast forward to today, we're 175-to-200-to-1, meaning we have $8.6 trillion of the Fed on the Fed's books right now between mortgage-backed securities and treasuries, and they only have about $38 billion of cash. So that's a 177-to-200-ish ratio to one. And the problem is, Brandon, we are now in basically negative cash flow. The Federal Reserve is paying the overnight lending rate, the Fed funds rate, which is, you know, 4%+. They're paying that on overnight deposits, whereas they're only collecting on their $8.6 trillion of holdings, you know, less than 2%. So we are now in a negative cash flow situation. The Federal Reserve is actually losing money on a monthly basis instead of remitting money to the Treasury. And that is a losing proposition. That means the taxpayers are making up the difference. So we have really massive problems. And when you look at what's gone on with Russia and leaving the SWIFT system and really moving very quickly over to the BRICS nations, that's the global realignment that is the bigger jeopardy here that we're really seeing coming to fruition.
I'm so glad to hear you bringing up the BRICS system. I've been talking about the BRICS system for 10 plus years. Brazil, as you know, but remind our audience, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Now we hear that China wants to invite in Argentina. We hear they're maybe going to invite in Saudi Arabia. We see the Biden administration pulls the Patriot missiles out of Saudi Arabia. We have shown this audience the pictures where the Patriot missiles were there in Saudi Arabia before. Now they're gone. Russia rushes in and says, oh, we can help keep you safe. And of course, all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia is talking about trading oil with the yuan and the ruble, not the American petrodollar. As I've explained to this audience, when Nixon closed the gold window in 71, he goes over there and says, look, we'll protect you, trade oil in the world market based on the American dollar and buy some of our junk and we'll all get along fine. Well, we're going to be in real trouble if we don't have the American world reserve currency of the U.S. petrodollar, and you add all those dollars coming back to our shores. You know, this is not good. And now, as we see, as you say, the BRICS banking system coming into play, we are watching central banks of the world loading up 55-year records. First time in 55 yes. years, the central banks have loaded up with this amount of gold. We now see today China's come out and admitted, which they don't normally do. I think it's the first time in about 3 years they've admitted, we're buying a lot of that gold. So when you have the International Monetary Fund, which, you know, I think most Americans don't even know what that is. But when you find out that this IMF has probably the fourth largest reserve of gold, according to the last report I read. I'm like, wait a minute, you mean the International Monetary Fund, which is going to be involved in helping us decide what this basket of currency is, and the system they created in 1969 for already being the foundation for some kind of global currency, they're buying up gold? Well, look, the players that are making the decisions are buying up gold. What does that tell you, Rebecca?
Yes, you're exactly right. So we had 388 tons of gold in Q3 leave Western vaults and move, physically get moved to the East. It was the largest withdrawal institutionally since 1967 while we were still on the gold standard. So you are exactly right. That has happened. And I think what it's really indicating, and it's a good thing. I mean, this is not a bad thing because I'm 100% against central bank digital currency. We are all for the blockchain. And we are all for what we call DeFi, decentralized finance, which was, by design, Brandon, that was by design to get the central bankers out of the business of my banking and what I'm doing with my money. That was the whole point of DeFi. But the central bankers realized, wow, we cannot allow this to stand. We must intervene and we must take this technology over for ourselves. Then you have the FTX exchange situation that happened where obviously now they want to say, oh, well, we have to regulate cryptocurrencies when they really know that they could just easily do on the blockchain a proof of reserves and everyone could see that the company was solvent on the blockchain itself. There's no central bank regulations, no government regulations the world over needed. You just need to have proof of reserves that are on the blockchain that are untaintable. And so that's how you deal with DeFi. The central bankers know that they can't have the control grid, like you mentioned, the 15-minute cities that they need without the digital passport. So the first thing, the first stage of this moving to this central bank control system, central bank CBDC, what we call CBDCs, is the digitalized passport. Now, the digital passport is going to be, and it's definitely getting voted on by the World Health Organization as an amendments to the international health regulations.
Yes. We've been talking about this for months because they tried doing it earlier in the year. And last week and this week that they're planning on doing this again. And, of course, I think India and a few others didn't want it. But we were told they didn't want it because they wanted it all done at one time, make it very easy in one package. And they're going to go at it again. And you've got one of these health ministers over there at the G20 and the B20 saying, yeah, next time we have a pandemic, we'll be able to control everybody's movement based on who has a digital passport or not.
That's exactly what they're doing. They said it starts with a digital ID. A digital ID will be required to log into your phone and into the internet. There will no longer be any type of anonymized commenting, anonymized usernames. You won't know if you see, John, whatever, Smith, you have no idea who that guy is, and you don't know if that's his real name or if he uses a pseudonym or something. That is all eliminated. And then, of course, your digital ID will allow you then to access the central bank digital currency. That will be your direct bank account with the central bank. But the problem, of course, as we've seen with China, is this is the control method that they use to basically have central, so what we call social credit scores. So they basically control what you can buy. They control, it's not money. It's a voucher system. And I don't want us to call it money. It is incorrect to call it money. Money is an independent, anonymous store of value. You can keep it at your home. You can keep it at a bank. You can keep it in a safe deposit box. You cannot keep extra money. This is, a voucher system, and it will lead to the elimination of actual wealth. In other words, you would have to receive money by an approved payment or recipient. In other words, you can't just make money wherever. It has to be an approved money source, right? And they have to pay you, obviously, in this digital cryptocurrency, central bank digital currency. And then basically they can tell you, all right, this is that you have to spend this money within the next 30 days or it expires. So you can see very quickly how they eliminate the ability to actually store wealth and be independent. And that's the whole goal, is to get everybody into a system that they cannot buy or sell without this digital mark.
And now you know why Klaus Schwab says by 2030 you'll own nothing and be happy, because you will not be allowed to acquire a savings account.
Yes, Brendan, but I will just caution you because the 2030, there was a memorandum of understanding that was executed between the World Economic Forum and the United Nations in March of this year that sped up the 2030 agenda to 2023. We are already in beta testing as it stands right now with MasterCard and multiple banks for the digital dollar on the FedNow system, and it is supposed to be fully operational by May of this coming year. And they are moving this to next year. This
wow.
is how they know they're about to... the system is about to change in a big way. And so they are doing everything they can to push as much as they can, as fast as they can.
Okay, so that's breaking news. Because we knew the Fed announced, the New York Fed announced they had done a bunch of testing. We've been saying here, I didn't know specifically the hard numbers you're giving there, but we've been saying here on this show, they are ready to move to digital currency faster than we think they are. They're saying too much. What they're saying leads me to believe that they are ready faster than we think they are. Other people are saying, oh, no, they won't make it before 2030. You're saying they'll make it by next year, which is, I've interviewed Jim Rickards a couple times. It's been a while, but he's out saying, oh, they're going to do this by December something, December of this year. I'm thinking, whoa, that seems a little odd to be making that claim. But you're saying May of next year. So reality is both of you are talking in a matter of months.
Yeah, Jim is probably saying that they're already in beta testing right now with banks and MasterCard, which is true, but it is supposed to be fully operational, meaning it can be rolled out to the entire country by May of next year.
So,
that is
so
the,
how
the
soon
dates
will,
that I'm reading.
How soon would we get, have to get rid of our currency, our cash?
Well, I mean, I personally don't think this is going to go the way they think it is, right? I think that that's their plan, and this is what they think is going to happen, but this is not what is actually going to happen. What's really happening, Brendan, is they have really locked themselves into a lot, you know, between a rock and a hard place. And it's because of being so arrogant that we kicked Russia out of the SWIFT system, and we forced them to escalate and accelerate all of their plans that they had been working on really for the last 20 years with the BRICS nations, with the Enbridge and alternatives to the SWIFT system. But what is more important is what we've seen is countries are starting to back their currencies again with actual hard assets, specifically gold and rare earth minerals. China is the largest miner of gold, and they are the largest buyer, importer of gold across all countries in the entire world. So they have a substantial, and they also have the largest reserve of rare earth minerals. So they are looking at a basket of hard assets to back their alternative reserve system to the U.S. dollar. And what is that is going to do? It's going to force the United States' hand because we run a trade deficit with China every single year. And if you just think about two countries and having gold-backed currency, why would a country that has their currency backed by actual hard assets ever accept fiat non-backed currency again? And why would America continue to run trade deficits if they actually have to back their gold, their currency with hard assets? What I mean is, if we go back to hard asset backing again, America will be forced to go back to domestication of supply chains because we will not be able to just buy 70% of our GDP is consumer, you know, consumed services and consumed goods from outsourced China. And we won't be able to do that if we have to constantly send them actual gold for the money that we're sending them. In other words, we will be transferring all of our wealth to the supplier nation, the producer nation, and as we consume the wealth in services and in consumer goods. So
wow.
we are backed in now to a rock and a hard place of how will our number one supplier that is moving to a hard asset currency with a plethora of countries that are there taking with them, why will they continue to accept our fiat dollar, especially when we weaponize it, when countries do things we don't like?
So let me ask you in conclusion, and folks, I hope you'll visit her website, walzerwealth.com. Show her website real quick. Walzerwealth.com, WALSERwealth.com. All right. You'll find out a lot about her. There you go. Go to her website. Check out her website. This is not your traditional financial planner, folks. You might want to check this out. Walzerwealth.com. What do you see gold or silver going to in the next, say, 12 months in 2023?
Well, I think gold is at least a 2X, so it's right around 1,800 right now. So that's at a minimum, I would say, Brendan. Listen, I can't give you the time frame, but I can tell you when we truly have a reckoning on the true value of a dollar versus what the real hard assets would show, we are well off of $1,800 on gold per ounce.
So and a lot of people, are you thinking $3,000 an ounce is not out of the question even for 2023?
Absolutely, yes, because we are on the precipice. We are going to have a global financial event. It is going to come. It is not going to be stopped at this point.
And it's
going
to happen one morning when you wake up and don't expect it. I don't have time to play it. I want to get you back to talk about it, but I had it queued up. And here, this is the clip from back in, I can't remember what year it was, but it was here it is right here. This was the congressman from Pennsylvania, Paul Kanjorski, talking about how there was a run and they had to close the banks and stop everything, or there's gonna be a run on the banks in 2008. So I mean, this could happen. You wake up one morning and boom, you have no warning, right?
We have a liquidity crisis in this country right now. Like I said, the Fed is in negative cash flow. As you know, with the FX story that just came out from the Bank of International Settlements with 80 trillion,
yes,
with a T, dollars of debt and pension funds and other institutional debt that is not being reported. So we know as rates go up, Brendan, margin calls happen. A lot of institutional money has to deposit a lot more money. They don't have the liquidity. And that's the problem. We have over in the U.S. institutional and the U.S. investment banks alone, we have over a quadrillion dollars of derivatives. And the IMF did a study last year, and they said approximately all of the assets of the world, every intellectual property, every hard asset, everything is approximately worth about $500 trillion. So when you have a quadrillion of derivatives just on the United States investment banking side, and that's actually on the low, it's closer to 2 quadrillion, to be honest. So it's just, it's a way bigger problem than it ever was in 2008 and 2009. And a lot of people think that it's a lot more safe because they've done a lot of complex hedging strategies. And they think that that makes them safe. But if all of the hedges are also derivative based, it's not a strategy at all.
Oh,
so
wow.
We will have a financial situation. It will come. It's a matter of time.
You're singing from the same songbook we are. Walzer Wealth, WALSER, walzerwealth.com. Check it out. This is not your traditional financial planner. Walzer Wealth, you can tell what she's talking. She's not, right? Walzerwealth.com. Rebecca, we're going to be getting you back. Great interview. Thank you for being with us. We hope to get you back next week.
Thank you so much.
Check out her website, walzerwealth.com. Now, before I go tonight, folks, listen. Why would you not call and get the no-obligation free packet of information on gold? Get your pen, get your smartphone. Here's the number. Put it on the screen, please, Logan. Text Wes, the retired Marine, Wes Peters, with Swiss America. I've been working with Swiss America for 16 years. Look, I don't give financial advice. I give financial opinion. But we're trying to warn you. And when we talk about the BRICS banking system, derivatives, this is stuff we've been talking about for years. Folks, the IMF, what they're doing. Why would you not get the no-obligation packet of information from Wes Peters on gold and silver? Learn about the difference between bullion, numismatic, 1933 and older, which provides privacy, putting your IRA into gold into your IRA. Just text him right now. Just give him your name and address. Say, send me the free packet Brandon mentioned. That's all you got to do. You don't even have to call him. Just text him, 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. Get up to speed. Get outside of their system while you can. Food and finances. Food, finances, and you might want to add firearms. But certainly food and finances. Get outside of their system. Do not be under their thumb. 602-558-8585. No one's talking about taking 50% of your money and doing that. You're talking about a hedge against hyperinflation and a lot of other things, including locking up capital, them locking up your capital. 602-558-8585, the number to text Wes Peters with your name and address. He'll send that packet right along. 602-558-8585. Thanks for watching. Take care.